This podcast is produced by Aztec, the Association of Science Technology Centers, representing the science center and museum field worldwide. For more information on Aztec or to find a science center near you, visit our website at www.astc.org.
This is Joelle Seligson with Dimensions Magazine, speaking with James Piercy, science communicator for Science Made Simple. James, tell me a little bit about your journey from January 2011 to today.
A long journey, really. At the end of January 2011, I was involved in a serious car accident. I suffered a serious brain injury in the accident. And I was in hospital for about 2 months. I was off work for 6 months. And very slowly kind of getting back into doing things. As part of my sort of journey of recovery, I stood up and gave a presentation to colleagues about what had happened to me and the things that I'd learned along the way. And that was very well received. So I thought, hey, I should do more of this. You know, maybe it can help other people to kind of understand what brain injury is all about. And if I can do anything, I can stand and talk to people. That's what I've done for nearly 20 years. So with help from the Wellcome Trust over in the UK, I put together a presentation about my brain injury and the kind of wider impacts of it. And I've been presenting that across the UK and overseas.
What did you do before the accident? And what's a day in the life for you now?
I worked for Science Made Simple before the accident. And my job largely involved giving science demonstration shows to school groups. Mostly high school age children, but across a wide range of different sort of science topics. Before that, I was in a very small science discovery centre, running education programs there. And a typical day now, I'm doing quite a bit of project management work, but I'm also quite heavily involved in science communication training. So actually, tomorrow I fly to France, where I'll be working with some scientists working in biodiversity and sustainable agriculture and teaching them how to effectively talk about their work.
So how do you effectively talk about your work? What does your presentation entail?
A presentation kind of takes a chronological view really of my story, starting from what happened on that awful day to where I am now, and really picking up the physical changes that happened to me as a result of the accident, and the impacts that they have on sort of everyday life. And the main thing to come out of it, I think, is that I've been incredibly lucky. I could have been much, much more severely affected by the injury than I have been. And my consultant tells me that my recovery is phenomenal. Why that is, who knows, luck. But it seems to me that because I have made such a good recovery, I kind of almost have a duty really to share what I've learned and help people understand about this huge problem across the world. Head injury just affects millions of people every year.
Right. So what do you hope that an audience at one of your shows comes away with? What's your mission?
I guess my mission is to increase a bit of understanding and awareness of this problem. So if people go away thinking, that's major, I'm going to be a bit more careful now. I'm going to put my seatbelt on. I'm going to wear my cycle helmet when I go out, because I realise what can happen. And if I meet somebody who's suffered this kind of thing, I perhaps won't be so quick to judge them. It's quite common for people to have changes in their behaviour. They might behave as if they're drunk sometimes. And that's, it's not because they have alcohol problems, it's because they have a brain injury. Right. So hopefully a bit of better understanding. The other thing I've found is that quite a few members of the audience have suffered an injury to their brain themselves, or they know somebody has. And what they take away is that somebody else understands what it's like. And that's a hugely powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tactics do you use in the presentation to get this story across?
We have some laughs. I think it's really important to get a laugh about things. So there's a few jokes. I know it sounds unlikely, but there are a few jokes. It's quite different from other sort of science presentations that I've done in the past. They're about demonstrating some kind of scientific phenomena, the wow moment. No, it's just me talking, really. I've shown some pictures, but I've got all the medical images that were taken of me at the time. when I was in hospital, so I can show pictures of my brain and we can see the areas that have been affected. But largely, it's just me telling my story, and a really powerful way to connect with audiences, I think.
Right, that personal approach.
Yeah, that sort of first-person thing, and I'm not talking about brains, I'm talking about my brain.
Right. What kind of effects did the accident have on your brain?
I suffered quite a lot of damage to the left hemisphere of my brain, which left me a weakness on the right-hand side of my body. It's much improved now, but if I get tired, I'll feel it coming back. So I kind of lost a sensation, some loss of proprioception, so awareness of where the right-hand side of my body was a problem for a while. The biggest problem I have is fatigue still. I'll get very tired. And when I'm tired, my speech might be affected. My gait, as I say, walking can sometimes be a bit fun too. I just have to be careful. I have to plan what I'm doing quite carefully. I have to be very careful about monitoring my time so I don't push myself too hard. And really kind of get used to perhaps not being able to do all the things that I used to be able to do in the past.
Along with maybe looking at someone and thinking they're intoxicated versus having a brain injury, what are some other common misconceptions about brain injury that you've seen?
Sometimes there is an association with mental illness. Mm-hmm. Some people can have psychiatric effects and changes to their mood and behavior. Loss of inhibition, for example, or damage to the frontal lobes of the brain is quite common. So people might think that people are mentally ill. They might think that they're stupid. And actually, often that's not the case. You know, there may be some kind of cognitive damage in some cases. But for the most part, people can do all the things that they used to be able to do, but just a bit slower now. They find things a bit harder to do.
How do you think science centers and museums, how could they help educate their audiences about brain injury?
I think what's really interesting for people who are working with kind of broad audiences and talking about science is that the brain is a fascinating and quite poorly understood thing. You know, we all know that it controls everything that we do and think, but how does that work? There's some fascinating sort of cutting-edge research going on in neuroscience about understanding the brain and how it operates, and the effects of damage to the brain, you know, are actually quite a key way in to try and understand how things work. Looking back to someone like Phineas Gage out on the American Railroad, ended up with a metal pipe through his head, we learned a huge amount about the function of the front part of the brain by looking at cases of people like Phineas. So I think for people who are reading dimensions and working in centres and thinking of new ways to connect to audiences, think about what you can do about neuroscience and brain research, but also, more generally, how can you use the first-person approach to connect with audiences, kind of work that I've been doing, telling my own story. Are there stories amongst the staff in the centres that we can get across to make a real strong connection with other people?
This podcast has been produced by Aztec, the Association of Science Technology Centres. Visit our website at www.astc.org for more information on Aztec or to access further podcasts and other resources. Thank you.